This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh! Are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're gonna do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the US. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh my God! Thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast, available on the entire internet. There are no others. We looked unfindable. Scientists are continuing to look, but people think it might be a hoax. So if you see anything else that's gay on the internet that talks about drag, we would love to know about it. I'm Mono Gapian. I'm joined by two incredible all-stars. Y'all wanted an international all-stars, but you fucking got it. Today, I do think we have an incredible talent in Davina DeCampo and the true sissy of that walk, Scarlett Bobo. Oh my God. Hi. I'm so gagged to have you both. What's up?
We were like in sync on that woo there.
Yeah.
That was really exciting.
Listen, we are just in sync. Me and
you. Y'all have worked together before, I'm learning. I'm learning you little bitches have done pods together, maybe shows.
Yeah, yeah, we did. Little pod.
Weird.
Just a pod.
When's it coming out, Scarlett?
Yeah,
you know,
plug it.
Whenever I figure out what the hell I did to destroy it, it's going to come out immediately after that, and it's going to be amazing.
Because you have to go in there. Because you have to just go in there and do some real tinkering.
Some magic, and I could barely hit play on this GarageBand. So, you know, it'll be out this time next year. I'm going to say it's going to be fucking great.
Yeah, it's like Rihanna. You're just going to keep us wanting it and wanting it and wanting
it. Oh, yeah. Everyone's going to be like, where's that podcast? It's going to be like 5 years later, and you'll be like, it's coming.
Well, I'm going to do this multiple times, but before we even start, where can we support you? Where can we Venmo you? Where can we buy your shit? Please, I would love to know from both of you, where can we support y'all?
Okay, I feel like, Scarlett, are you waiting for me? I'm going to let her talk. She's a bitch. Okay, so you can get me all over the internet, Davina DeCampo. My shop is either on DavinaDeCampo.com or on Depop. Depending on where you are. If you're in the US, if you're in the States, then go to my website. If you're in the UK or Europe, come to Depop. I also have a podcast, which I need to get Scarlett Bobo onto.
Yes.
Called Fierce Lay Talk.
Yes.
So we'll be recording series 3 soon. So I'll be hitting you up, Bobo, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's do it because, you know, there's going to. By the time I end up doing mine, you know, we'll all be like, quit drag and retired. So I would love to do yours.
It'll be like Interview with a Vampire, like footage found from 100 yeah. years later. That's pretty fierce.
I can't wait. And you know what's funny? I still have 3 makeup video tutorials from my first 3 runways of Drag Race that I just was like, I'm going to do a makeup video every week.
Uh-huh.
Didn't happen.
It's a lot of fucking work. It's a lot of work. And where can we support you, Scarlett?
You can find me on all social medias at It's Scarlett Bobo, scarlettbobo.com for all my updates and merch in North America and Canada. In the UK, I'm on Snatched Merch. And if you want to buy custom merch from me, you can go to my Depop as well. But you'll probably get it in like 7 months because I still have stuff to ship out.
Sure.
That I'm staring at right now that I was supposed to ship out 2 months ago.
Right.
So
that tier is called the Tamisha Iman tier. There is standard express and Tamisha Iman.
Yeah, if you want it right away, go through my website because it'll get to you pretty soon. But if you want to wait 2 months and have something personalized, then by all
means,
that's cute.
Well, you brought up something I want to ask you immediately, which is like you both know what it's like to be on an international franchise of Drag Race. Tell me, what is it like to be constantly compared to this or that or the other in terms of Drag Race canon?
That's funny. I'm going to take this for a second because, that's funny because when I was on a Drag Race, we filmed and I got back home. I don't know who I'm talking about. And my partner, Pete, he kept saying, oh my God, you know who you reminded me of? Davina. And I never finished Drag Race UK until when we got home because it was, we started filming, like, I think the last episode I saw was Snatch Game. And then we went to go filming. And so then I rewatched it all when I got home and my partner was like, you remind me of Davina. You're like, you're so Davina. You've got this Davina attitude. Like, da 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 da. I was like, I watched all of it. And I was like, oh, that's like a really fierce comparison. But yeah. Because I'm obsessed with Davina. But I do feel it's weird because everyone's going to compare you to what is the people. I love when people go, oh, I know you weren't on like the official Drag Race, but like, how was it? And I was like, it's pretty official. So
you're on the damn show.
Yeah. I don't know how it is about UK, but we were both on season ones, right? And so I feel like there, at least Canada, there has been a lot of, non-official or, you know, Canada's Drag Race just wasn't that popular and all that stuff. I'm like,
sure.
Bitch.
I mean, drag fans are insane. And if you're listening, you know who you are.
Yeah.
Calm
yeah,
down.
You know who you are.
You know it.
Get in your box and stay in there.
How do you feel about that, Davina?
I don't know, really. I think UK was definitely received really positively. I think it was the first kind of franchise, wasn't it? It was the first time, apart from Thailand.
Right.
Which, I mean, they're speaking so many different languages. You have to really concentrate if you're going to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
But the girls are incredible. Like, the stuff that they put on that runway is unbelievable.
Oh, my God. They literally light themselves on fire.
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly. Didn't that one girl get, like, third-degree burns?
Yes! in terms of, like, Western culture, Drag Race UK was one of the first ones, you know, to kind of be seen. Which, for me, then that just put even more pressure on because it's the first time anybody's going to see, you know, UK drag.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't want to fuck it up. You want to go out there and do the very best that you can because otherwise everybody who doesn't get to be on series two because you all fucked it up is going to be like, you screwed this up for us. You ruined this. So there was that for me. And then I didn't really get compared to that many people, but Scarlett, just look, I've followed in your footsteps.
Oh my God, you both have insanely gorgeous skin. It's annoying.
Looked for the gods now.
I hate this.
Teardrops. That's what I had done.
Oh, wait, talk to me. What do they do in the teardrops?
I'm literally going and getting them in 2 weeks because I'm being like, oh God, I look so tired. And yeah. I'm getting them done in two, as soon as I go back to Toronto in 2 weeks, it is life-changing. It's like 31-17.
Although, a friend of mine shared a picture of me from when I was 22. I'm 22, and I've always had really deep tear troughs.
Same. Uh-huh.
And I was,
same.
And so then I was like, is this something I've made up in my head? Because I'm a bit crazy. Did I make it up that I had really deep tear troughs? And I'm just like, oh, and I've always had a wrinkly neck because I have like the wrinkliest neck in the world.
Oh my God, you look
incredible. I
looked
like I was 20 stone, but just around my neck and then lost all the weight.
That's where you gained it all.
So I just have all of this like excess stretchy skin on my neck. So he shared this picture and I have like the deepest tear troughs. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, no, fine, fair. And now they're gone and I love my face so much.
You look fucking stunning. So.
You both look snatched. I don't even know. So when the teardrop, you like, is it a Botox moment in the teardrop?
No. Filler.
Filler in the teardrop.
A needle in at the side of your face.
And they just saw like, in there.
Oh, they go in there for you.
He goes in the side and it's a long needle that then
and you
goes
feel
underneath
it.
All the skin. And then just like, oh my God, underneath your cheeks.
She goes underneath like this and comes up with that long needle and comes up like this.
Oh my God.
And fills them here. That's what she did with my jaw and my cheek too. She goes all the way up and then like, and it's so weird because you can kind of feel it, but you can't.
Yeah.
I didn't know they went from there. That's cool.
You pumped up sluts.
Mine goes in from the side, yeah. Oh my God.
Apparently
amazing.
Your face under your face, there's like thousands of tunnels. Like you can get from one end of your face to the other. And I didn't know that. So the cannula, that long little, needle, and they could just like, up wherever the fuck they want in your face. And I'm like, and I'm sitting there like,
and do you feel it or do they numb you?
Yeah. Well, the stuff inside it has, like the filler has numbing agents to it.
Okay.
So you get numbed on the outside, but then it kind of numbs you from the inside. You can feel it poking around. There's been a couple of times I've done it hungover and I've been like, I think I'm going to throw up. But
I did a video of it. And you can see the needle like poking through the skin.
It's weird.
You know?
Yeah, I mean...
I lost 100 followers because they were like, no, unfollow. This should have come with a trigger warning. Fuck you, bitch. I did not need to see that. Oh.
Well, okay. Speaking of being plumped for the gods, hypothetically, will these girls, both of you, in a world where International All-Stars is a thing and hypothetically exists, would you ever do it?
Only if Davina's on it with me.
I would love that. Yes, I would love that.
That would be a real treat for us.
Cuddles and Kiki all day long. Love that. Yeah.
You need to do it. You're both girls who absolutely slayed the finale. Just like...
yeah, we fucking did.
Like you both...
all right.
Everyone is fantastic in your finales.
You did so good.
But you're both girls who at the finale, everyone was like, wait a second. She might have won the last challenge. Like, I think she might have won the last challenge. Is that the decider? What's the decider?
That wasn't my choreography either. That wasn't what I was supposed to do. Yeah, absolutely. All that throwing me around and cartwheels and shit, I was not supposed to do that. The choreographer was like, okay, so you're going to walk to stage right. You're going to swish your arms. And then you're going to do a triple step across the front of the stage, swishing your arms. And then you're going to walk to the back. And I was like, get fucked, mate. I'm not doing that.
There was a stunt.
My dick.
So there
we're
going to
do this instead. I've got boys. We're jumping up and down and flying all around the place. That's what we're doing. And then I watched it the other day and was like, oh my God, I actually did that. I'm crazy.
It's nuts.
What the hell?
Both of you truly sacrificed your bodies on that stage in that finale.
You were amazing, Scarlett, in yours. It was crazy.
Thanks. Yeah, I remember my, like, we had Hollywood Jade choreograph, and he's like an incredible choreographer. And so he was just like, this is a choreo for like our group. And then he went with us and he was like, what are we doing? Like when it was our solo. And when it got to me, I was like, I want to fly. He was like, what? I was like, I want this to be my own fucking pink concert. This, and he was like, all right, well, let's go. I was like, I want to be up. I want to be over there. I want to be over here. And I busted my knee in that fucking finale too. And so my whole performing You Wear It Well and my lip sync, I had my knee like taped up and like bandaged and everything. And I like, I remember I was just like, I was like limping off stage. And then as soon as that music played, I was like,
I was like, that's what it is.
This, I was like, cut it off. You can literally cut it off. I'm like, I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Snip, snip.
That's the gag. I mean, that's the performance thing. And then when you both went home, you just collapse. Like when it was all said and done.
Oh, yeah. I remember I got home the day we stopped filming was my birthday. I had driven to the set because I was still living in Toronto at this point. And so I got home and I was like, I walked in and my mom was there and everyone was like, oh my God, you're finally back. And I was kind of like all like weird. And then I was like, well, it's my birthday. Like, let's go out. Da, 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 da. And then I remember being in the bar, like in the corner of the bar, like this. And I was going to my friends going, can I go to the bathroom? And my friends were like, are you asking me to go to the bathroom? Like, what is wrong with you? And I'd be like, can one of you take me to the bathroom? And they'd be like, what did they do to you?
And then the barman said, ice. And you went,
no, I'm sorry.
Triggered.
Not again.
Triggered. Fuck.
Yeah, it was, I crashed and I was weird for, I don't know about you, Davina, but I was like, I was awkward for like a month or two. I was like, it took me a minute to like readjust, I guess. It was strange. It was weird.
I mean, you can fully see on my series that I am in the middle of a mental episode. Like, that is 100% clear that I am literally in the middle of a breakdown. So
the entire time, like for like
entire time,
entire time.
Did you?
So
only
yeah,
afterwards.
I'm better now, though. I'm no longer on my meds. I'm doing really well.
Good. I mean,
I'm doing great. It's absolutely surreal.
It must be absolutely surreal. Like you're on this one queer stage. Like you said, there's so much pressure. Then you have to watch yourself. Like,
oh, that was.
And then you have to deal with everyone's opinions who do and do not do drag, their opinions of you. And
that's fucked up because not only the opinions, watching yourself back, because I found like when we filmed to compare to when we were announced, to even compared to the premiere, I felt like I was a completely different queen.
Uh-huh.
From filming to the premiere, I felt like I had grown 10 years. I was
right.
Like way more confident and all this stuff because knowing, oh, I knew I got to the end and yada, yada. But also like, I felt the show kind of like breaks you and then builds you back up again and like tells you you're amazing and you're shit. And then you're in the top three all at the same time.
Right.
So watching yourself back, I was like, oh, it's God, that's this episode. Oh, God, it's that episode. And sometimes, like, and watching myself be defeated and, like, hit that, like, mental break was weird because I was like, oh, I'm so confident. I'm that bitch now. And then watching that back, it's like I'm being, like, triggered, like, oh, my God. I did feel like that. Oh, my God, am I worth it? Am I worth it? And I'm, like, going all again, being, like, and I've got, you know, Brooklyn talking to me in my ear again, being, like, oh, my God, I'm not winning anything. Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's weird to watch yourself back because it's, like, you're like going through all the motions again, but like not. And you're a grown up queen now. It's a weird thing.
Mm-hmm. 100%. 150 million percent that. Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to dig more into it, but like, because like, I wanted to have you both on because you know what it's like to be part of an international drag race franchise. Like, in a world, these Down Under girls are going through a lot of scrutiny online. I mean, it's, I feel like, yes, you know, it's fun to have opinions. We're going to have opinions when we talk this episode, but they're going, undergoing a lot of scrutiny. What advice would you give to the Down Under gals as they're going through this internet rigmarole?
The key for me was to allow people to have those opinions. Talk uh-huh. about it. Be angry about it. Be happy about it. Be sad about it. Good. That's you. Uh-huh. That's you. And you have to kind of distance yourself from that. Allow people to do that. Do not get involved in it. Uh-huh. Because all that does is disrupt your peace and your, you know, joy. But other people are happy saying, I don't like this, I don't want this, blah, 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 blah. Allow them to do that. You know, if there's stuff which is problematic, which, let's be real, there's been a few issues.
There's issues.
A bit problematic. then you need to address that head on. You know, there's this thing about... if you know that there's something coming out, get ahead of the story. Take control of it yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't allow other people to tell your story for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's incredibly good advice.
I agree. Like this, because this this season was very controversial on many levels.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Like, wow. We couldn't get ahead of the woes.
I was like, what's going on down there?
Yeah.
and there was a lot of apologies, and there was this, and there was that. And I, like Davina said, it's like, you know what you've done. You know, your own past. You know, you're not just like, oh, I erased it. Oopsies.
Mm-hmm.
And so and you know these fans. Like, I had people go through my Twitter and my Instagram, my best friends, scan through all my stuff. I knew I was clean. I knew I had never done anything wrong because that's who I am. But I would just like, yo, can y'all go through this just in case?
Can we make sure?
God forbid I said something that someone may have taken offensive. So you know what's going on. And I think that's right. Get ahead of the story. If you know what's up and if you know, you know, these fans will find anything. These fans will dig. So if you know that you've done something, get ahead of the story. Put a new narrative on it and start talking about it before everyone else does. And then with the Art Simone thing, I don't even know what happened there. Like, she was home and she was back again. And then all of a sudden everyone was
Yeah.
Why her? And she was like, and then I kind of felt bad because Art was like, I didn't do it. I don't think. She was like,
Whoa.
She was like, I didn't ask to come back. I'm happy that I'm back and now everyone else is not.
Right.
So, yeah, there was a lot of upsy downsies.
A lot of upsy downsies. There really is. Yeah. That's great advice. I mean, that's great advice. You know, it's a little chaotic. And we're talking about this episode, I was already saying, like, we're here to support queer talent. I love, like, I'm so grateful for drag. We're going to have opinions because opinions are gaggy and they're fun. But it's anyone listening, calm the fuck down. We're going to talk about it, not attack a bitch online. You know what I mean? Like, there's such a difference.
And also, like, you have to remember, we're drag queens.
Yeah.
We're not children's TV presenters. So occasionally, we will tell you to fuck off. Occasionally, people will do things that are problematic. We're drag queens.
Yeah.
A lot of people take this role in life because they have problems themselves, you know? So this is the mask that we wear in order to give ourselves the confidence to do what we want to do. And once you recognize that, you can go, okay, so maybe these aren't, you know, Mother Teresa idol. And actually, well, Mother Teresa was not exactly Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
So.
So true. Such a bummer. When you start learning about her.
Yeah, like there's a reason why I don't, like, have a boss anymore or someone to, like, report to.
Right.
Because, like, if I had to work in, like, a regular job, I'd be in the HR office every day. They'd be like, uh-huh. You can't say that again.
Right?
You can't tell her to fuck off.
Right? But I want to say faggots. Can I say it? I can say
That's it. That's another write-up. That's another write-up.
Oh, fuck off.
Check.
Fuck off, you cunt.
Another write-up.
Well said. It is fun to be a queer person on your own path. Okay. So in this episode, a lot of shit happens. Let's see. We're back in the workroom, unfortunately. Did Maxie just go home? Lovely Maxie Shield just went home. We love her. She was a real sweetheart.
I love her. I thought she was just great. Agreed. So camp. So fabulous.
Yeah. Agree. You saw her, Davina?
I saw her. My husband's Australian by birth. So we were looking at moving to Australia. So we went to Australia for 7 weeks. He was like, no, this is too boring. And I was like, oh, I kind of love it here now. But we saw Maxie performing when we went. She was great. Really, really. I mean, just exactly what you see on the show. Camp as all tits. Fantastic fun. And real, just a real sweetheart. Yeah, really enjoyed her show.
I love her.
Yeah, she's that... She's that classic camp. She was a heart drag.
She was a real heart of the season. They don't really do congenialities for some of the international, but she's the Miss Congeniality. She's the sweetest.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they don't.
What the fuck? Who was the one on y'all's season if you had to choose?
We don't even get prizes, so.
Oh my God. That is beyond rude.
Beyond. Never mind congenial. Where's my fucking cap?
Where's my fucking trap?
Give. God damn it.
Where's my 5,000 pound of wigs? Huh? Where's my 4,000 gift?
I mean, you can sell your Rue Peter badge, right? I mean, sell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That'll go for loads because they don't sell them. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, they do.
You just gotta put it in your underwear, sell it with the underwear. Some overzealous fan will buy it.
I went 2 trips during COVID, and I don't even know if those are still gonna be valid at the end of it. So let's see if I'm still going to Mexico and Vienna.
Send some emails. I will send emails for you. So we're back in the room. You know, Art hasn't won a challenge yet. Scarlett, you know, they're talking about their top, you know, who they want in the top 4. A lot of shit talking between Elektra and Scarlett. When they're shit talking in the workroom, y'all have been involved to differing degrees. How instigated is that talking shit usually?
I mean, very little of what you saw on my series was instigated. The only times where, like, the producers were pushing things was when we were all knackered. You know, it's like 10:30 at night. You've already done the runway. You're all ready to just die. Uh-huh. And then they're going, okay, come on, guys. I know, but we just need, can you just have a bit of this? Can you just have, you know? So that was really the only time where the producers had to do any work with us.
y'all were fucking shady.
I just want to go home.
Right.
Yeah, we were shady. But, in a nice way. There's a slight,
I love it.
Like most of the Australian girls, there's a real kind of, there's a love with the shade. And then I sort of felt like one or two of them, it was just meanness rather than shade. You know, I think shade has to be like come from a good place, really. You know, you're saying it with love. But you're also ripping the shit out of somebody.
Totally.
Whereas when there is no love at all, then it just actually it feels mean and it has a different quality to it.
Totally. Yeah, y'all both had fun moments. Talk to me.
It was, I agree. Like, they didn't have to, like, push too much. We would sit down and, like, they would take us off our ice and we would just be like,
right.
But then I got like to a point where I got like hyper sensitive. So like I couldn't even like read anybody and comfort anybody because like someone would be like Scarlett and I'd be like, and I would like well up in the eyes. Like you couldn't even like like look at me without me fucking just bawling.
Losing it.
And then I'd be like, And then I'd be like, guys, can you like not come for me? Like, I was like, if one person would have like said anything, I think that was like that whole Alona thing when I fucking flipped out of her. Cause it was that moment right. where it was like, you could like literally just like touch me. And I'd be like,
yeah, on Canada, there was a lot of like, you didn't do as good as you think. There was a lot of that. Or yeah. like, you know, which yeah. I thought was fun TV. And then, yeah. of course, I don't think is queer canon and came totally organically, it seems, in that moment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, it certainly was on my part. I think maybe a producer might have poked Vivian and gone, right, go on, go over there, stir uh-huh. the pot, let's make something.
And Bagga really was looking through the dresses.
Oh my God, she really was doing
like
that.
Like a Disney mouse. like truly like Gus Gus and Cinderella. Just like, yeah. oh my yeah. God.
Bagga doing this was that moment where Jimbo was eating her little sandwich, going,
yes, yes.
Hey, Boa, what's wrong with you and Bobo? What's going on over there? Just, just stirs the pot, eats her sandwich, oh and watches God. Us all just melt down.
What do y'all think of this, you've both experienced this moment in the competition where it's like, now we're counting wins and we're having conversations about counting wins. What was that experience like for y'all?
Terrible.
Just trash.
My favorite was every day. I have 3 wins. I have 2 wins. Bobo, how many do you have? I have none.
Right. Which we know means nothing in terms of the grand scheme of things.
Never in the bottom.
That part.
But so when I got that episode 9 win, I was like, thank motherfucking God. Mm-hmm. It was so incredible. I was like, thank you. But right. I feel like at that point they were like, even with that puppet challenge, they were like, we're going to have to give something to Bobo before she just fucking offs herself. Like she's, like, every day in my confession, they're like, okay, how are you feeling? In my confessional, I'd be like, I don't deserve to be here. I want to go home. I'm terrible. I'm an awful human being.
And they'd be like, no.
Okay, well, we've got some work to do on you today.
You had resting Jan face.
I was like, hi, my name's Depression.
Yeah.
And they were like, we'll let you have 2 cigarettes today if you smile. Yeah.
I love it.
I don't really know what that was. I can't remember.
Yeah.
You know, like I've boxed all of that experience off in my head and put it away.
Right. And it's so nice. I mean, y'all got to smash it. When you guys got to tour together, because I don't know how much Canada toured together in little globs, but UK, y'all did a whole show together, which I thought was so incredible.
Yeah.
So jealous. So,
I know. You guys so are like create, fierce. I'm sure, just like a new ensemble mentality of like, we're doing this. Oh my God, that video of you being sick as hell when you were doing so God Shave the Queens. What happened?
I think I'm patient zero.
Right? Yeah, wait, when was
she
that?
She started.
Oh,
it
no.
It was December. And so we know that it was around at that point.
Girl.
So I mean, I could literally have been patient zero. Yeah, I was really, really sick. And
yeah.
The only time I've been that sick before was when swine flu was going around.
Yeah. You had it. I'm sure. With you.
It messed up my voice, actually. I've got them back now, but all the whistle tones.
Oh, shit.
The top 3 notes in my voice in all registers just disappeared completely.
Fuck.
And I was like, hi, everyone. And it's only
so
just
you were
now
me.
Starting to come back. Yeah,
real. Oh, my God. Well.
Crazy.
That's fucking nuts. Well, hey.
But that could happen.
Right.
Oh, I lost. I lost pieces of my voice. That like because of. I think that's so crazy. Wild.
Well, we're gonna talk about this talent. Speaking of octaves, we're gonna talk about this talent show extravaganza. But first, I want to take a break.
Oh.
Hi,
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door, and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Bring back my break. We're back. We're here with icons. We're here with international superstars, Scarlett Bobo and Divina DeCampo. And we're about to talk the talent extravaganza. What about this? What do y'all think about the running order drama? The classic Drag Race canon running order drama.
I live.
Does it matter?
I live.
Yes.
I live for it. I don't think the running order matters at all, but fuck. But if you're going to pick, fuck it up.
Fuck it
absolutely
up.
Yeah, 100%. Totally. Of course. Of
totally.
Course.
When people get so bitchy about the running order, they're like, oh, you put me there. I'm like, man, what did you think I was going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to win.
Also, if you don't do that, what happens? RuPaul comes to you and goes, well, I mean, this is a competition and you chose not to play the game. So I'm afraid, my dear, you're in the bottom two.
Well, you know, I know that because I never met RuPaul.
Yep. No.
Yeah, you had a couple
RuPaul's. Like,
You had a couple RuPaul's.
It's nice. I like
it. It's nice. I quite enjoyed it. Well, there's a real pro con to having RuPaul host your franchise because, like, when she isn't there, there's sometimes a closer connection to the culture. But you know, when she is there.
Did you feel what she just said without saying it? I enjoyed that. We need a rattlesnake sound now.
That is.
I think I'm still on contract. I can't speak about this.
If I want to be on All Stars, I can't talk about this.
Truly, truly, if we ever want to work again in the queer world, there's pros and cons, right?
I disconnected.
<It's connected. laughs> Raven comes into the workroom. Wow, she's pretty.
Love
I
when
live
Raven.
For Electra wanting to fuck her. Electra was like, yes. Was, like, here's my hotel room. You're hot as fuck.
There's my spare key. See you at 7:30.
I feel like I would have done the same thing. I was like, Electra was like, I'm gonna fuck her.
Right?
Yeah.
There was a lot of
I loved
juju.
It.
I loved it. I want to see them fuck. That's hot.
Me too. I would literally buy that $9.99 OnlyFans for sure.
Yeah. For sure. I love that. And I mean, look, they're both in the bubble. So like, get into my bubble butt, you know, why not?
Bubble butt.
Bubble butt. I love that. Yeah, I do quite fancy Electra. She's a very hot boy.
Hot.
Okay. She's hot.
Tell me more.
What about RuPaul multiple times this episode saying, I hate magic? Like, what did magic do
food.
To her?
I hate magic.
Yes.
Don't eat. I was like, well, she really hates everybody's talent. She was like, no balloon animals, no magic, no food. Everyone
right?
was like, oh.
Yeah.
Right?
So glad I brought this
she
with
had
me.
A really terrible magic show when she was a kid. She has some trauma.
Something happened. Something happened.
The bunny came out dead from the hat or something.
Yeah, that's what all that therapy in the 90s is about. That's why she always talks about the therapist. It was the magic show that did it.
Magic show. And don't you dare eat in front of her. I was living.
The food.
I love that Michelle Visage is like, RuPaul hates when people eat in front of her. I was like,
yeah.
I know that you know that. Like, I love that.
That is so funny.
I loved it.
It is so kooky. I mean, yeah. And also, and it's like, she's not even like apologizing for it. She's not like, I know this is a little idiosyncratic, but I don't care for food or magic.
Yeah. It's the way she goes,
period.
Oh, I hate magic.
Yeah. I almost thought she was kidding, and then she just didn't say anything else. And it was like, oh, I hate magic.
Oh.
I screamed. I was like, and then I was like, I was waiting for like something else. I was like, oh. No, she just hates magic.
Just fucking hates magic. Let's see what else. I hate wonder. I hate frolics. I hate merriment. Then they talk of tall poppy syndrome, which I feel, you know, I know a little bit about this. This is basically saying, like, when you're the tallest pop, you're uncomfortable being successful. This is kind of more common in a British and Australian culture, correct? Is this the origin of this sort of a colloquialism?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I'd never heard tall poppy
okay.
either.
Okay,
so really?
I consider myself quite, you know, cultured, well-read.
Uh-huh.
I'm not. I consider myself to be.
we know, girl. We know. Cut to the clip of Davina going, well, can you sing in this many octaves and this many languages and this? And I was like, tell him.
So I didn't understand it. I didn't understand the reference when she said it. But now that makes more sense that she's the one who's kind of, she's the Madonna, you know, the Madonna out of the group or the Gaga. She's the one to beat.
Yeah,
which, I would agree with. Ketamine has been serving up amazing looks every single time. She's
Love
been
her.
Great in all of the challenges. I think she really understands what her drag is about.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just, I mean, she's just having a great time. I really like, you know.
You can tell. Yeah.
She's just having a great time, which is so good to watch because I had such an awful time.
Oh my God. Well,
I feel like on your season, you were as well, you were like, you said before, it's your first season of UK. You like, you know, there's a lot of pressure putting on yourself. I felt like the same pressure as well, but also I Ketamine is having a good time. She's just partying, living. And then like Karen is, she's like, I have to do good. I'm not doing good. And she is going through this like, almost like identity crisis when they're like, be sexy. She's like, I'm not sexy. What do I do? And she's going through this like, everybody knows me and now I'm in front of all these cameras. Uh-oh, it wasn't what I thought it was, you know? And she's going through like a shit kind of like moment where she's trying to prove, you know, it's a, again, the first
why she's done under.
She's trying to prove to her people who love her, trying to prove to people who don't love her, you know? And I it's making her crazy. And
yeah,
and it's gonna, it's, I think it's become her downfall because she started, she was like great, and then she was like,
right.
I think like, she's just like, fuck.
Right. Like, it's like, and I think we can all, as performers, we can all relate where you're like, the moment you're thinking about yourself as you're performing and like hearing yourself say the line of dialogue as you're saying the line of dialogue, it's over.
Oh, yeah.
And it's quite common.
And it's hard because, you know, walking into that workroom, I was like, I have toured the world. I am Scarlett Bumbo. I have done this. Like, you know, I'm like, I am the one. As soon as I walked in that workroom, I was like, hi, I just started doing drag today. Hello, how are all of you? Like, you think I'm that bitch. You watch every fucking season of Drag Race. You think you know. You think you know exactly what the tea is. And the second you walk in, you're like, fuck. I was completely wrong. And then you're like, uh-oh. And then you're like in the moment scrambling to keep your shit up. You're like, you got to make it look good and do good and all keep it together all at the same time. What being like, am I doing it? Am I doing it? Do I look okay?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's a, yeah, it's crazy.
And the show's designed to break your brain.
Oh my God. Of course. Yeah, all reality TV is designed to do that.
Yeah.
That's what we're signing up for. Moments. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was the opposite to you, Scarlett. I went in going, okay, I'm going to be a gibbering wreck the entire time. Just be a gibbering wreck. That's fine. Just go home, cry in the bath. It's only, you know, you're not there forever.
Yeah.
And I think Karen's suffering from that. And she talks a bit about it as well in this episode, you know, saying,
right,
this isn't what it's like when I'm at a show. Like, I know where I'm going with a show. I know what, because she's in charge and I'm the same as that. Like, that's me. When I'm there and it's my show, I know what I'm doing. And if it goes wrong, that's okay, because it's my show. I expect it to go wrong.
Right.
It's live.
There will be stuff. Exactly. There's stuff that goes wrong and you just deal with it in the moment.
Uh-huh.
But when it's not your product, it's somebody else's product and they're placing these ideas on top of you, it becomes, you know, there's a lack of control.
Is this...
Yeah, exactly. Right. And it is exactly, Scarlett. It's that weird place where how much control am I allowed to give myself and how much have I got to do for, you know, it becomes that weird juggle. Whereas actually, I kind of realized after the show that it doesn't matter. None of it matters. None of it matters.
Yeah.
And it is your show. You are completely in control of how you react to everything and what you do and what you produce. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think going back, I would be less of a gibbering wreck and I would just be like more chilled. And I wouldn't even, you know, you've already done the hard work. The first time is the worst. The second time, it's more difficult. It's everybody's an all-star. There are more expectations, but it's a different scenario. Isn't it? You're not in the same thing. So
maybe you feel more comfortable. 100%. Yeah.
Like if I got back, you know, I would not knowing what I know now, and I, you know, there's not someone telling me, don't worry about everything. It's me telling me, don't worry about everything. Going back, I'd be like, you know, I had my fucking blinders on like this the whole time.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. And going, you know, going on All Stars, I'd be like, just like you said, yes, it would be harder because everyone's an All Star, but I'd be like, but I know what I know now.
Yeah.
I know what's going to happen. I know the feelings I'm going to feel.
Right.
You know, you kind of have this like, oh, I'm going back into it knowing what the fuck's going to go down. And so then you have more time to concentrate on your actual self and what you're doing in the competition rather than like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
when the crazy exactly. challenge comes up where they're like, okay, so this week you have to be a sexy chicken, but you're also doing an impersonation while singing. And also Liza Minnelli's here. It's not a big deal, but she's here and she's going to give you some notes. Yeah. Yeah. She's going to give you notes on your Liza. She has some notes for you, but don't get in your head.
And you're like,
yeah, but next time though, you'll be like, okay, we're pulling the patch. Cool. Like you'll
and
be,
let's do that.
And yes, yeah, let's
and
do it.
While you're rehearsing that, what did Davina say about you yesterday? How are you two doing?
Well, I just,
that's the worst bit. When they just go, let me just tickle this little thing.
And you're like, can I go back to rehearsing? Because I don't know my choreo yet.
Do they ever like
in your head?
And I'm sure sometimes they're like, well, you know, she's saying this and I want your side of the story so that you say more than maybe that person said.
Yeah, absolutely. That did happen for me. 100% that happened.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah, totally.
And they tried to make me say stuff and I said, no, I don't believe that. That isn't what I think. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, bitch, they did the same thing to me, and I was like,
that's their job, though. That's their job. Like,
it's
I
their
get
job.
It.
It's their job. That's their they got against you, and so they'd be like, well, so and so is over there, and it's 7 a.m. You haven't slept in 7 days, and they're like,
yes,
she said this. I'm like, she said what?
She said you're a Nazi.
She said, in my head,
how
I'm like,
how did she find
head,
out?
I've been very quiet about it.
And in your head, you're like, no, make your own narrative, you know, like, whatever you say, they can't use something you don't say, you know what I mean? Yeah. But then it gets to the point where you're just like, what?
Yeah.
And it feels like in this episode that for Karen, it's that whole thing is really starting to get to her. You know, it's all closing in. And it's at that point where you can either allow it to sink you or you can go, okay, this is what's happening and that's fine. But I'm just going to block that out and I'm going to do me instead.
Yeah.
Davina, don't you think it's funny watching the show back now, knowing you're on it? I used to watch the show before being like, wow, they cry a lot.
And then I spent 3 weeks crying.
Oh, yeah. And now watching it back, it's like, I'm like, I know exactly what is in your head right now. I know exactly what you're fucking thinking. It's crazy,
100%.
So weird.
It's a perfect experiment. Which by the way, what was going through Scarlett's head when I thought this was Miss Adams, when there was very only child of her, when the running order goes up and she's like, but I said I wanted to go last.
Oh.
I was like, yes. Electra was like,
Yeah. And they're like, well, she came to me privately, like that whole thing. I was like, what's happening?
I even like when they showed like the feet with the camera feet, and you could hear, and it was like,
yeah,
like the little words, like, and I was like, oh, we're getting like the behind the two drama. I was like, oh, she really went up to her and was like, can I go last?
Yeah,
I was like, yes. I thought it was fierce.
It was fun. It was fun.
I mean, I love that stuff as well. I just think it's so funny. But also, if you've said to somebody, I want to go here, and then they put you somewhere else.
Right.
It's a competition.
Yeah.
Like, never, you know, say what you want. Never.
Exactly. It's all part of the game, isn't it? You just have to go,
true.
Well, I'm happy wherever you like. I don't really care. Because I know I'm going to be fabulous.
Yeah. That's all you have to do is just do a damn great job.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Never say what you want and never be like, I'm so good at this. This is my challenge because I am this.
Right.
And then you fail.
Because honestly,
today you're not.
Not today, not tomorrow.
I went in being like, I'm mediocre at everything. And then when you're great at something, everyone's like, wow, she's so
Wow, serve. And based on this episode, the judges are going to make whatever decision they want. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So let's talk about this talent show. Okay, here's the talent show. We're going to talk about the acts. Share any tips you might have. Or opinions. Karen comes out and she does sort of she's in a sexy-ish outfit and she makes a balloon dog.
Yeah, she
sure does.
That's what she did. She came out in that outfit and she made a balloon dog.
I was personally offended because one of my best friends, Allison Chains, does this number to 99 red balloons, and she literally makes like 50 balloon things, but they're like pussies and buttholes and dicks. And she's like, like she makes them so fast, and you're like, and she tosses them out to the audience, and you're always like, how many is she gonna make this time? So when she came out and made like one,
factually one,
and I was like, not even like a. Like a dick or like a
flower?
Boobies.
I don't know. So, yeah, that would be great.
She's like, I thought she'd be like, look how sexy I am. This is a dick and this is my balloon pussy. And I'm at something. And then she was like, I'm so hot. Here's my dog. Yeah. I was like, come back. I was like, Jack, come back.
He's already sunk. He's halfway down. I was like, oh, it's too late.
And even Michelle was like, is that it?
That was weird.
That's like most of my Friday nights, to be fair.
That's the review you get.
Sorry, guys.
That's it?
Yeah, that it? Oh, yeah, it was strange.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I liked how camp it was. How everything was kind of with that kitsch music. I thought that was really cute. I thought her outfit was funny. This thing with Karen from Finance is I want to see Karen from Finance in all of these different situations.
Yeah.
You know? So I want to see Karen from Finance taking off the blouse and the jacket and the A-line skirt to reveal this slagwear underneath. Like, that's what I think would make it into, like, okay, something else is going on here. And, you know, maybe the balloons are pumped up by her tits or something. That takes a lot of, like, thinking. But, you know. There's just that level of, there's a depth to stuff. I think that there could be more of bringing Karen from Finance to what she's putting on the runway.
Totally. Totally.
And and I feel like there's a lot this episode we didn't see.
Yeah.
Because Michelle wouldn't let off about, it took her so long to get into the first reveal. Right. And I'm like, well, for me, it took like
3 seconds.
Two seconds.
Exactly.
So, and I was like, I get it. Like the quality of the reveals may not have been the best, but I was like, when she like did the flag thing, I was highly entertained.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
And then I think she got caught on the thing like this. And then I was like, by the time I realized that she got caught, I was like, she got a new outfit on. I was like, wow.
Loved it.
So I don't know how long they got, you know what I mean? Because Michelle, she took so long getting in that first outfit, that first quiz change. And I was like, well, we don't know that though. Because I was highly entertained by Kitty's performance.
I was like, this is great.
I thought she was going to win. I was so gagged.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Okay,
well, Scarlett was super good, but like,
she was incredible.
I was like, look at her again. She's different. She had like
so
10
who
costume
were the
changes.
Top two? If we're judging talent, who is the top two for you girls?
I think Scarlett and Kitty.
Kita was for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
For sure.
Love it.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't think she should have been the bottom at all.
At all.
I think I just skipped the end of this podcast, but.
Yeah.
Spoiler
alert.
That's
fine. No, I mean, we're here. We're at that point.
I was like, what the fuck? I was
crazy.
I was like, and then Kimmy's like, and in this fucking outfit, really?
That I agree. I was like, that is incredible. Like,
I'd be pissed. I'd be like, in these fucking shoes. You know what I mean? Let me change.
Oh, yeah. With my fucking light hair. Yeah.
I would be pissed.
I've got those same boots. And if you step the wrong way, you're straight over. You break your ankle. You're done. You're
absolutely.
Dead. So
I would have just taken the whole thing off. I would have given you fucking hair.
Yeah.
So what do we think about Arts, you know, putting stuff in her mouth like a tart, Lamingtons, a fist? What do we think about this?
I mean, again, like I liked the camp music. I thought that was really fun.
Uh-huh.
Add that music after, like when she was like, boing?
I don't know.
Did she have that? I'm like, I wonder.
I mean, I hope that was part of the performance. I feel like it must be because everything was so perfect to it, wasn't it?
So good.
So I thought that was really calm.
Unless they're up there, just up there in the complete silence.
Yeah.
Exactly. How very exciting. So I feel like, you know, that was great, but it didn't really make any sense.
No, you know? It didn't. It was not super gaggy.
Was I entertained by it? I mean, yeah. If I went to a drag show and that happened, you know, as part of a bigger show, would I still enjoy it? Yeah, I probably would.
But
I just felt like there could have been more to it. Does that make sense? I felt like there could have been a bit more.
I was like, if I was like, you know, if that was like 1 a.m. and I was like wasted, I'd be like, this is the best!
Yeah.
You know?
That part.
It was strange on like a stage like Drag Race. And then Michelle was like, I didn't understand it, but I thought it was so funny. You looked so great. And then like kidding me, and she was like, you're fucking terrible. It took you so long. I was like, oh, Michelle. And then she was like, Art, I didn't get it. You looked amazing. Good job. I was like,
it's so strange.
Yeah. And actually,
it's so strange.
The platter where she pulls, the second one where she pulls the lid off and then it's got all of those cakes.
Yeah.
I wanted to like, see all of them.
If you're going to show me all of these cakes, I need to see them all go in your mouth. Every single one.
Every hole. I want to see it in your ears. I want to see it.
I need you to make everywhere. That into a thing. So you're going one,
two,
and then, you know, your audience are invested in what's going on. How many is she going to manage to shove in
right, fluffy bunny
ring hole?
When she moved to the third one, I was like, you're not done.
And then she just started throwing them away. I was like, I'm so disappointed.
What were those also?
Are they Lamingtons? Because I know that's a very Australian thing.
What's that?
Oh, could be.
I don't know. It's like a coconutty little cake thing. I don't know.
You're very proud that you know that.
Look, I watch Zumbo's Desserts. I watch that show.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, girl, it's good. A good, silly Australian dessert show. Okay, so I thought Karen and Art were in the bottom. I was wrong. And I thought Elektra's modern dance was great. I see the criticisms, but it was talent. There was talent there.
I think it was great. I agree 100%. It was like, that should have been like a fucking, a human of a long ass gorgeous hair, and I get it.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't have a lot of money for costumes and stuff. Then bitch, you put on a bus driver wig and you slick that shit back and you make it look good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it was so good, but and I understand she's like, I just want to wear a simple black dress or whatever, but I'm like, you are still on Drag Race and like, you know, throw that simple black dress and throw 1,000 rhinestones on it. And, you know, I just found the hair, and it was distracting because I was like, instead of watching like her beautiful performance, I was like, her hair's not on her face.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you know, I was
kind of the funfetti blonde hair was kind of strange.
For me, there's two ways of going about that kind of performance. The first one is to be unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And was it unbelievable? No.
Mm-hmm.
So the only other way to deal with that is to do a parody of a contemporary dance.
It was almost Jamé for me, if we know of Jamé.
J-A-M-I-E.
I'm rich, I'm white,
Oh my God.
Okay, Emma, keep going, Davina.
You did not just call Electra Jemay.
Yes, I damn did. Yes, I damn did.
Can we go back to that? I'm like, you did not just get away with.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Somebody get Chris Lilly on the phone now.
Because she's a great dancer. She's got the technique. She's, you know, she's fantastic at that stuff. But like, if you're going to go on Drag Race for that, there needs to be flips and tricks and it needs to be like impeccable. Your lines have got to, you know, I wouldn't do it because I don't have the lines for it. I just wouldn't be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So actually doing a spoof and a parody, you know, taking the piss out of somebody like Martha Graham or piss take of some Merce Cunningham or, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on Drag Race where they're looking for the funny, where's the joke? Which again was a mistake that I made. I didn't bring very many jokes with me. you know, actually that's what they want. They want to laugh. So you just mm-hmm. have to, you can absolutely sell them that and go, I'm a fucking great dancer, but also I can be really funny about it. And yeah. I think that would have really, that would have changed the game for her then. She wouldn't have been anywhere near the bottom then.
Yeah.
Well, because like when Scarlett was like, oh, I've never like, done pole before, I was like, this is gonna be fucking tragic. And then when she right. was like,
it was insane,
holding it like this and like insane. A split up like this, I was like,
it was insane.
You've never done that before? I was like, what the fuck? I was literally waiting. I was like, oh, this is gonna be fucking the worst. I was like,
yeah,
oh my God. So it's hard when like you're gonna do this like contemporary dance, like Davina said, it's gotta be the fucking shit, because yeah. then like Scarlett, for instance, who's like, oh, I've never done this before, and is like, you know, hustlers over here are just giving you the most fucking craziest pole dance. It's hard
and also,
to be like,
you know, she was smart about how she sold it to production. She's going, I've never done this as a performance
right.
before, and I like, could fall off the pole and snap my neck or break my ankles. This is really dangerous. And I don't really think like, I'm ready mm-hmm. for it. Oh,
right.
no. And then I fucking know I'm ready.
Oh, my God.
Like,
truly.
Her
pussy
like this, like,
is eating the stage. Her pussy is so snatched, it's eating wigs.
I was like, girl, shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
Liza Minnelli lies.
Oh, like,
I'm so nervous.
Yeah, that part. And then it was just... click,
yeah, great.
Clack. Killer. It was incredible. It was very cunt. It was far and away the winner of the show. Yeah. So that was real. Do y'all want to chirp and burp these runway looks? Now, since we're the only Drag Race podcast on the internet, if we like a look, we chirp it. And if we're like not as keen on it, we burp it. Work?
Okay.
Perfect.
Gorge, we have Miss Karen from Finance, because obviously the category is how's your headpiece?
Yeah.
And we have Karen coming down in this pink poodle number. Thoughts?
Chip for me. Yeah.
Chirp.
It's
so
it's
good.
Stunning.
It's my favorite thing she's worn.
Yeah.
By a mile.
Oh, yeah.
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 She was like fucking like... She was like a full who down in Whoville giving you.
Yes.
Yahoo, Tommy. Yeah. I was like, yes, bitch, you better get.
How did she get that there? How did she fucking get this piece there? It is
she was
nuts.
Putting it together. I think she was putting it together because you saw her fucking with it
when
she was in the workroom. I feel like it's like she was pieces that she was just fucking tacking on.
Uh huh. Yeah, it's a big chirp. It's gorgeous. I love it.
So
good work. Good work, Karen. Love. Okay. Gorge indeed. Next, we have coming to the runway, Art Simone giving you butterflies and moss and secret garden realness.
Chirp. So good.
It's yeah, gorgeous.
Really beautiful.
Yeah it's hot. I love really the mossy lovely. Stuff. Because we've seen a lot of butterflies, but not like this.
Oh.
It's a, what was that?
No.
Film. Something's Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow?
No, not Sleepy Hollow. Oh my God.
I'm like, oh no, isn't that the one where they chop the heads off?
Yeah, that one has like Ichabod Crane and shit.
Not that one. No, it's something about they're little fairies, and then there's like
Secret of Nymph?
Evil.
No.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Then there's like an evil oil machine. Anyway,
Ferngully.
It reminds me of that.
Ferngully?
Ferngully! Okay.
Yeah.
Ferngully! Not Hollow. I have no idea who I am, so.
No, it's great. It is very Ferngully. It's pretty, it's cute. It's editorial. Love little structured moment. It's a chirp for sure.
Yeah.
Great makeup.
Beautiful.
Good on her. And the butterflies are moving. Okay, nude pump. Live for that, too.
And the butterflies didn't die.
That part. Yeah. It wasn't a massacre.
Key.
Why to Janet Jackson's nasty? Okay, we can't. We don't have time. Kitamane giving us a little bit of Power Ranger with this incredible metal robot femme look.
I love this outfit. I didn't get headpiece like necessarily for like super headpiece. I think this is fierce. When those lights came on, I was like, fuck yeah. She just looks incredible.
Yeah,
same. And what's been really interesting with Kitamane is that she's had a different silhouette, a different shape each time.
Yeah, you know,
it's not, she's not the bodysuit queen. She's doing loads of different things each time, which I really enjoy.
She hasn't kept it the same. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's hot. It's nuts. It's good. The contacts are a nice touch. The fingers, it all works. I love it. It's a chirp.
Yeah.
This episode's runway was actually like really good. I feel like there was no.
I mean, the runway.
It reminded me a little bit of, you know, in one of the Superman films where she falls into the machine and then comes out as the machine. One of the original Superman films. I'm a person.
Can you do that one more time?
Oh yeah. Me too. I remember those.
Yeah. She's the one who looks like a bulldog and she speaks like this. Oh.
Before he gets Lex stuck Luthor. In the cube.
Exactly. Yeah. And she comes out and she's the machine. Yeah. It's a bit that.
It is a
bit
that.
But kind of sexier.
But yeah, quite sexy. Quite sexy. Scarlett Adams. Yeah.
Oh, stunned.
The fact that she didn't save this for finale week is surprising to me. This is very finale.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
This is good. Like, you can't say anything bad about it, I don't think. I think it's just fucking so good. And Michelle's right. It could have been bad. It could have gone like costume, but it looks expensive. It looks rich.
Ostriches. Live.
It's like an Erte picture, isn't it? It's like a piece of Erte.
Yes.
It's yummy.
It is gorgeous. Gold and pink and ostrich all over with a tiara crown on. It's fucking good. It's a chirp. Damn.
Chirp.
And finally, Miss Electra Shock giving us On a Swing cabaret moment.
Sparkling diamond.
She's the girl on the swing.
There's Liza.
I love this. I thought it was so fun. I would have never thought of that. I think it's a wicked idea. Good concept. And she executed the concept really well. It's not like, oh, the concept was there, but she didn't do it well. You know, it was great. I thought, I think that was her coolest runway.
Mm-hmm.
Living.
And there is a song, the girl on the swing. And she goes,
really? I'm the girl on the swing.
And it just instantly, as soon as she walked out, I was like,
Whee!
Yeah. Her makeup looked great, you know, especially the journey from week one to now.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of work gone on in there.
Yeah. Which is quite
hard.
She's
really evolved. She really evolved this whole season. And I disagree with everyone saying that she should have gone home, but I do agree with what Karen said, that when she was like, if she went home today, you know, I think she's, you know, should be so proud. Like, she's done what she came here to do. And yeah, she really, from episode one to now, like, she's a completely different person.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, there's some tea. There's some gossip in the Untucked Lounge. It's very clear that Art and Karen think they're in the bottom because they're gagged when they're not.
Yeah.
And,
well, so are we.
Right? So mission accomplished, producers. Great work. And instead, we have Kida and Elektra, who are sort of like, they have a little bit of a mother-daughter relationship.
Also, Kida's face, like, I wanted to cry. You could just, her face was just like, you could feel all of it. And I was like, oh no, you poor thing. Like, I was like, I felt so bad for her. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. It literally looked like someone just like ran over her dog. Like, she was just looked so sad.
And then they do this lip sync, which I enjoyed, but she has to do this lip sync almost standing so still because she can die in these heels.
Yeah.
When she was about to walk away,
this gag.
Fucking lying. And then she was like, psych. I was like, yes! Like, I had jumped up and I was like, ah!
Yeah.
Like, I was completely gagged over that. Yeah. I was like, that's a way to fucking, you know, do a lip sync and leave the competition. Like,
right.
We all thought we were getting a Ginny Lemon moment.
No.
I live. And you know, RuPaul and Michelle are like, anytime a song starts now and a queen starts walking to the end, they're like, whoa, 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 put the bars up.
No.
Shut the door, shut the door, shut the door.
Lock the door.
Lock it up, you know? And so
funny.
I like, you could see it in Rue and Michelle's face. They're probably like, not motherfucking again. Uh-huh. Not this again. And then they were like, just kidding.
Just kidding. What'd y'all think of the lip sync?
So good.
It was fun. I liked it. I did think Kida did better. I thought Elektra was almost like too amped up for this particular song.
But I think that Elektra knew she was going home.
Right.
I think she knew it was her time. And she was like, you know, I'm just going to be fucking wild. And, and when she was like, when she was going back and calling out the girls from the back, pointing at them, I was like, yeah, you fucking tell the bitch. Let them know. I think she was just like, fuck this. And was living. And poor Kida in that those fucking shoes and that outfit. My God.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
So rude. It
was good. And I think, I live.
Yeah.
For Elektra. I think she's really fantastic.
I agree. She's incredible. Such a talent. Such a damn talent.
And such a massive growth from week one. Like,
totally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's incredible. I'm excited to see what these girls do next. I mean, I know Elektra is going to dance the house down everywhere. I hope she gets to travel the damn world. I would have loved to have seen her in the final because she's so unique. But, you know, she's going to get her coins. It'll be cute. Who are y'all rooting for to win? If anybody. And I mean, like, are you just general support across the board or do you have a favorite?
I think I like Ketamine to win.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. I think I want her to win. I think she's got a good attitude. She's got good drag. Yeah. She loves what she does. She loves, you can just tell she loves doing drag. And she's, you know, putting everything into it. I think I want her to win.
Yeah. I agree. I love Kida. I think she's adorable. She's charming, fun, talented. I would love to see her win.
And the thing for me with her is that even though, you know, she's super campy, like that face is super campy.
Yeah.
But she can also make it look really beautiful as well. Uh-huh. You know, it's still like that massive face. But
right.
It can look really beautiful as well. You know, so it's not always just like. Sometimes it's look how gorgeous I am as well.
Yeah. And the fact that she did that on other people is just stunning and incredible and amazing. That she quickly gave someone that face like in a day was just incredible. So, yeah. I love it. I'm excited to see what happens. Good luck to all the gals. Hey, where can we support y'all? Remind us, where can we support you before we say ta-ta?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, everywhere, Divina De Campo, D-I-V-I-N-A. Don't spell it like David, motherfucker. And I'm on Depop, and you can get my podcast where we talk to tons and tons of different drag queens.
Mm-hmm.
Fierce Slay Talk. You can get that wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
But listen to Drag Her first, obviously.
Girl, it's fine. You're too kind. Support Davina. Support the Frock Destroyers. You know where to find her. Scarlett.
I want to break up.
Bye-bye.
you can find me... oh, shit. I almost forgot. I was like, what are we talking about again? You can find me on... yeah, all social media platforms at It's Scarlett Bobo, ITS Scarlett Bobo, and you can go on Snatch Merch to get my merch in the UK, and you could go on scarlettbobo.com for everything else, and don't even bother going to my Depop.
No, do it. Christmas is coming up, so go get in. It'll come in time for that, for sure.
It is.
Yeah.
What?
You said you need a couple months. That should cover it.
If you order right now, you might get it by Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, on my Depop.
I'm Gag. Thank you both for your time. Oh, if you like Drag Her Podcast, follow us on IG, Drag Her Podcast. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It is wonderful. It helps us keeping the lights on. So go give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Share with your friends. Till next time, I actually do want to break up bye-bye and say bye to you bitches. Love y'all. Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Original.